A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and John and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place, and among his own kin, and in his own house." So he was not able to perform any mighty deeds there, apart from curing a few sick people by laying hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord. So David decided to take a census. I don't know about you. Sometimes I feel, thank God, I say to myself, thank God I wasn't born in the times of the Old Testament. What was wrong in taking a census? What was wrong in counting the people? In the Old Testament, you just could not take anything for granted. Like Jesus complained about the people in the gospel, they took him for granted. Is he not the carpenter? By the way, Jesus was a carpenter. He learned the trade. Is not his father Joseph and Mary? They were asking all these questions. So what was wrong in taking a census? Two things I will tell you. The first, it was for David to understand he was working for God. When you read Exodus chapter 30, verse 12, God himself commanded Moses to take a census for certain reasons. Now, David took a census, thereby claiming ownership, forgetting stewardship. He was a steward. When you count the people, you feel like they belong to you. You own them. But they belong to God. Second reason was for vainglory. Vainglory, to look at his achievements. Pride sets in. And to look down on the people, this is what I have done. Pride. He was so arrogant. And he realized it. And he said, "I have sinned." Isn't that beautiful about David? No wonder 1 Samuel chapter 13 would say, he's a man after God's own heart. Always quick to repent. "I have sinned. What have I done?" Now, Nathan has passed. The prophet Nathan had died. There was Gad, G-A-D. The Lord sent to him, "Choose three of these punishments," having realized their offense. And what was David's response? He says, "It is better to fall into God's punishment than to fall into the punishment of man." Why? Because God will be merciful at the end. He knows God is merciful. The opening song of our Mass today, what did he say? "Loving and forgiving are you." That was profound for David. It's better for God to punish me than man to punish me, so to say, because I believe in his mercy. And there was pestilence. Pestilence. Over 70 people died of the pestilence. Credit to David. But God regretted that action, Scripture tells us, because he is merciful, loving, and forgiving. slow to anger. In a world we are in today, filled with vainglory, pride, not understanding that we are stewards. Mark those words. We are stewards of creation. We are stewards of God's people. I think it was John Paul II who said, I am servant, I am the servant of the servants. I am the servant of the servants. We are stewards. Let us not claim ownership. Whatever gift God has given to us, family, wealth, we are only stewards. Use them wisely for the greater glory of God. And in all of this, let us not take God's grace for granted. What a day to celebrate celebrate peace in our world. You know, the Catholic Bishop Conference of the United States has asked in this month that Mass should be celebrated for peace in our world. And the Archbishop has designated today in all parishes of the Archdiocese, we should pray for peace. Say the rosary for peace. Your prayers, we cannot pray enough for peace. In a world where people think they own the world, power belongs to them. No, power belongs to God.